My goodness, I was almost late. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a few announcements. Monday from 12 to 1, Food Pantry is Michelle and Nils Lofgren. 10 o'clock on Tuesday, Women's Bible Study. I think men are invited too, aren't they? We're studying the women of the Bible anyhow. And Wednesday at 5:30, the youth group. I had thought it was going to disband, but I guess it's going to go on through the summer. That's wonderful. And let's see, there's going to be a salad luncheon on June 7th at 12 o'clock. To thank you for providing the hygiene packs for Ukraine. So try to be there for that. Is there any other announcements? Okay, then, would you stand for confession and forgiveness? Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sins, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess your sin, confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Gracious God,
have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in the newness of life, through Jesus Christ our Savior and Lord. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Okay, let's sing the gathering song. Page 651, The Church is One Foundation.
654.
I was cross-eyed. It's 654.
Christ, your Lord.
morning. The first reading is from the 16th chapter of Acts. One day, as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God, who proclaim to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days, but Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. And when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake, so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called for lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds, and then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into the house and set food before them, and he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 97 responsively. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad.
Clouds and darkness surround the Lord. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of God's throne.
Fire goes before the Lord, burning up enemies on every side.
Lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth.
The heavens declare your righteousness, O Lord, and all the people see your glory.
Confounded be all who worship craved images and delight in false gods. Bow down before the Lord, all you gods.
Zion hears and is glad, and the cities of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you, O Lord, most high over all the earth, you are exalted far above all gods.
You who love the Lord, hate evil. God guards lives and saints and rescues them from the hand of wicked.
Light dawns for the righteous and joy for the honest of heart.
Rejoice the Lord in righteousness and give thanks to God's holy name.
The second reading is from the 22nd chapter of Revelation. See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride said, Come. And let everyone who hears say, Come. And let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, Surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of John, the 17th chapter. Jesus prayed, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
It began as a day like so many other days.
All of us. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Set free from captivity to sin and death, we pray to the God of resurrection for the church, people in need, and all of creation. Holy God, make your people one, as you and your Son are one. Extend the gifts we have been given by your Spirit to all people, especially those experiencing division or questioning your love. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Make worthy the work of scientists who look to the stars and planets, as well as scientists who look to atoms and molecules. Bring innovation and well-being to humanity through their discoveries. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Keep in our minds those who have died in war, both military and civilian. May we honor them by seeking peaceful solutions to the conflicts that arise among nations and peoples. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant freedom to all who are overwhelmed by chronic illness, depression, or constant worry. Open them to receive health and salvation in Christ Jesus through the Spirit's gift of faith. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Stir imagination and understanding throughout the church in the work of poets, theologians, and hymn writers. Lead us into new visions and fresh expressions of your presence. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Unite us with the saints who have died and been raised in Jesus. Train us to wait with eager longing for Christ to come again, even as we sense his presence with us now. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In your mercy, O God, respond to these prayers and renew us by your life-giving Spirit through Jesus Christ our Savior.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
You might share the sign of peace. If you have a guest, I'm a hugger in the church. I want to thank you for sending in your offerings, whether it be via the banks or just bringing them in. Thank you very much. And we'll sing the offertory.
Thanks to the Holy One, give thanks because he's given.
into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let's be sure and keep Pastor and Pastor's husband in our prayers so that they've had a long, long trial here. Okay. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord's face shine upon us with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon us with favor and give us peace.
Amen. Amen.
And the standing song is on page 826, Thine the Amen.
Yes, wait. Well, because he's a younger, I just